Throughout the 60th anniversary year of the Broadway debut of The Music Man, I've been running its songs through my memory more than ever. Even before the death in August of Barbara Cook, the original Mary and the Librarian, I was almost haunted by it. The story of a con man arriving in a rural town, winning the heart of its most beautiful young woman, fleecing its people by collecting money for a boys' band he promises to form despite not knowing a note of music. Well, the premise seems apt for our time, as far as it goes. But Harold Hill, as played by Robert Preston, was the most irresistible con man ever. And here's the spoiler alert rub. The boys' band actually materializes. How? By something called the Think System. Think the minuet in G by humming the tune, and you'll be able to play it. Really? Well, I must confess, I've often gotten through my ever-lengthening, ever-shortening life by improvising. And that's what Harold does and has the boys do, to the point that the whole town gets caught up in what we might call illusion. But we could also call it magic. That magic is the essence of the show's famous love song, Till There Is You. I began singing it, shower-wise, as a tribute to all who have brought magic into my life. Those birds winging, those bells ringing. No, I never heard them at all. Till there was you. Ingenuity, optimism, hope, aspiration. These ideas inspired a man from Iowa, long years ago, to write what may not be the best American musical, but what is surely the most American musical. In my winter of discontent, I see the brightness of promise as a triumphant marching band with 76 trombones, and I am quickened. With a perspective, this is Carol Edgar.